Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good evening. Welcome, Pop Culture Stars. We appreciate you guys joining us this evening. And I am your host at Extra Large, Dave Atwell, coming to you from a chilly North Carolina, Jacksonville, North Carolina this evening, where the weather is going to pieces as we speak, which is nothing unusual here in the Carolinas. If the damn temperature or the weather is nice, savor it while you can, because it's only going to get worse as the day carries on. But clear night, good night is. Good thing about this chill is that the fact that I don't have to worry about being carried off by mosquitoes or other vermin. But what I have done is invested in a nice nifty collection of toboggans to cover up my now bald head, seeing I am sans the mullet. So as I install my toboggan, pull my britches up that are sagging off my ass like a gang member, I am ready for tonight's show, and I'm going to introduce my fantastic, wonderful, and most esteemed panel this evening. First off,
dude, who's new coming to the show?
Yeah, really.
Yeah, I got rid of the old staff, Brandon. Standing, good start. So, Tim, who I'm sure living in half a house with your current situation in the cold, you're probably having the time of your life, but how are you doing this evening?
I am doing wonderful, but I will say I am, as I suggested in the green room chatter about an hour or two ago, I am living the real life version of the 80 whatever year it was movie, The Money Pit, with Tom Hanks.
Oh God!
So I'm currently sitting in an office. That's a lie. I still got a couple hours left of some clearing some stuff out. But I got the heavy stuff out of here so they can finally demo and start the repair of my office. But also, one other thing that happened yesterday, when the wife was taking a nice relaxing bath upstairs, a knock on our bedroom door, as I was also laying down trying to relax a few moments. And it was my son who said, "Dad, there's water dripping on my bed." So I quickly ran downstairs, only to find a steady stream of water dripping right from the ceiling, which is located underneath our bathtub. So I've not had a chance to completely diagnose that. I just had the tub shut off, drained. Of course, the water stopped dripping, so now I'm sure there's mold, whatever, building on the other side. And that's going to be my project for this weekend. Removing the ceiling and trying to fix it.
For our listeners, just going to say we're going to take up a collection and we will buy you some Flex Seal for Christmas.
Yeah.
I'm just
Other than that, I'm
Tim
doing great.
Tim stands up in front of his family and says, "Due to the problem with the shower above your brother's room, all bathing is prohibited until further notice."
Yeah.
In the event,
well, you know, if it was summertime, that neighbor's pond would be get some action. But man, it ain't summertime.
I was gonna say, let me reopen the pool. You might break a bone on the ice. Just kidding. There's no ice yet, but getting there. Like Todd alluded to, it's cold here too. But that's it for me.
Yes. Hopefully tomorrow's action there at the house will go swiftly and uneventful. And
wow.
I know when you're having work done on your house, that's all you can hope for. I know I had a new kitchen sink put in, or at least waste faucet. And of course, the faucet that I had in there was installed, I want to say, right after the invasion of Iwo Jima. And so the plumbers are under my sink, and I keep having them, you know, they're making these odd comments to one another, and I'm like, Jesus, man, please just tell me you're going to replace this faucet and get the hell out of my house. Don't tell me there's 150 other things wrong with my, you know, faucet down there.
Right.
So,
right.
Yeah, when it comes down to household repairs, man, you just want it done and you want them gone for no other reason, not for comfort, but for the peace of mind that it ain't going to be another four digits out of your checking account to get your house put back in one piece again. So hopefully tomorrow everything yep. will go well. And we certainly appreciate you joining us this evening. Now, after his attack by the Sandman last week, my good brother and anchorman, Todd Saxon, is back in the building from Snoresville.
I am wide awake. And y'all ain't going to believe this shit. I got a new SIM card, so new provider, so hopefully the call lasts. We'll see. Of
hey,
course,
Todd,
I am.
Todd,
in...
By the way, you know the jokes are going to be coming for years to come because you don't let down anytime I talk about a file that I lost due to my computer crash. And just saying.
Oh yeah, that's you know, if you give it, you better be able to take it. That's what I tell the wife, anyways. The speaking of, did you know, since she came up to visit, she told me why she stays married to me. She stays married to me because my 9-inch manhood. And the first one of you that tell her she holds a ruler backwards, I'll kick your ass.
Love them. She's one of those metric chicks, huh? Well, I'm going to tell you something, Todd, despite the fact that we're busting your chops on taking a snooze, the good news is you did not pull off a Dr. John and do it on the air.
On the air.
So, yes, you are to be commended for that. By God, we didn't have to listen to 20-some-odd minutes of you snoring and then suddenly waking up.
Oh, my God,
in the
that
last
was so damn funny. That was so
that
funny.
Right, that was absolutely epic. I can care less. That was one of those things that was meant to be. Nevertheless,
he had nothing in the tank, and he was giving it a go. But what I loved is how he woke up at the damn closing and just picked right on up like nothing happened.
Yeah. Never missed a beat. Yeah, damnest thing. That's what made it so damn
hilarious.
Funny. It was already funny when he was cutting Z's on the air. But when he just, like, popped right onto and puts right back into it, that was funny. That was legit. So, tonight, I myself have had a pretty exciting couple of days here. And to give a little backstory on this is I'm a huge Atlanta Braves fan. And I started watching the Braves in 1977. When we first got cable down there in Parris Island, and I would sit up and watch the Braves lose 110 games a year when they had guys like Dale Murphy and Glenn Hubbard and Bruce Benedict, Mailer, and all those guys playing for them. So when the Braves went on their streak there in the 90s, and, you know, they enjoyed the talents of, you know, John Smoltz, Greg Maddux, Tom Glavin, Chipper Jones, Fred McGriff, those guys. The Braves were a big part of my happiness because they're there for a bit. They're in the early 90s. There wasn't a whole lot of happy places, but baseball was definitely something that took my mind off the misery. So I was holding a World Series party in 1995, October, of course. And, you know, had the crowd over. We were all watching the Braves. They were playing the Cleveland Indians.
Yeah, they were. I was in Houston. I remember that series.
Game one, was like an 84-pitch masterpiece by Greg Maddux. There was only two balls hit out of the infield the entire game, and they were both in the fourth inning. Other than that, they were all strikeouts for ground balls. That's what a just absolute Michelangelo of a game. If you're into pitching, that is a game to watch because Maddux just threw an absolute masterpiece that evening. So, nevertheless, things were looking good for the Braves, and a certain young lady came to one of my bashes, and we broke the ice. And with any luck at all, 2 weeks from now, we'll be celebrating our 26th anniversary. So when it comes down to the Braves are a very close to my heart topic. And that's why
So did you guys bet on the game and she lost or what?
No.
Oh, man.
No,
I'm sorry.
Tim,
she's
talking about pitching a no hitter on that one. Sweet.
To clear it up, Tim. She bet on the game and won, but she bet on me and lost.
Damn.
Just to give credit where credit is
due. God, Tim, that was gold.
That was quick. I enjoyed it. That was beautiful. Well done.
I had a mini Todd Saxton sitting on my shoulder whispering it in my ear. That's what happened, really.
You know, it's funny today. I saw an old friend at work today, and he says, well, what are you doing, man? I thought you were a retired porn star. And I looked at him, and I says, not retired.
Nice. Nice.
But
hey, speaking of something pseudo-porn, before we go back to that, you know, you can get up there Saturday, so we went, checked out a one of those big box stores, and we're looking at Christmas trees because she said, you know, I'd have some sort of life. And the guy that worked there, he was like, hey, because Yuki went off wandering on, she was looking at ornaments. I'm over there by trees. Guy comes up and goes, hey, you want to put that tree up yourself? I was like, no, I was kind of thinking I'd put it up in the corner of the living room.
We got one on the queue, by the way.
Uh-oh. Well, let's ease. Let's put down this delicious cigar from Godfather Cigars and go back in the Atwell Manor. Click in. Ooh. As I'm not fighting my sliding glass door as I was a couple episodes ago, with a work in progress, home improvements. All right. Ah, it looks like we got Papa Stroh joining us. Papa Stroh, what's going on?
Oh, I was waiting in the lobby listening to the conversation, just enjoying the tail of the tape, if you will.
Did you get Tim knocking one out of the park?
And hear about Todd Johnson in the process. That was very interesting.
Again, hey, same goes for you. You tell Yuki that she holds that ruler backwards, I'll kick your ass too.
Oh my God, Todd, shut up! Stop it! Keep your stuff to yourself, my friend. I believe you.
Gee, thanks.
Don't tell us.
Sounds like that thing's dangerous. Sounds like the thing's dangerous, man. We don't need another single anaconda.
Oh man, too funny.
Yeah,
I'm still
having nightmares about that film. Like anaconda.
Yeah.
What's the old joke where the guy said, mirror, mirror on the door, make the sticker hit the floor?
I guess you would call it Tataconda, right? Tataconda.
There we go.
Tataconda.
It's the only wrestling move I know is the chokehold.
Oh, nice.
Oh, boy.
I bet it's a hit at Thanksgiving, that's for sure.
Oh, man.
That has to happen. A film called Tadaconda. That has to happen.
This show has gone south right quick and in a hurry, and it's only 9:15. I like it.
I know it. Didn't take long. Did not take long. I thought last week's was pretty record time, but, I mean, this one is, wow, well done.
So, you give Tadaconda a pat and blue ribbon, there will be a sequel.
Yes, I do have one. Are you under the deck? Get out of here, dude. Where are you at? Were you hiding behind the bed, Stro?
You know, if you bring the shrubs, your deck will look bigger.
Well,
yeah.
It's funny because when I
was
trying right.
to part two, it's the drunken thing. Revenge.
Some
exactly.
people have their deck pointed towards Venus. I have my deck pointed towards
Uranus.
Here we
go.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It's like a jailhouse joke, man. Outstanding.
Yeah.
So, it's like a Mayan compass.
Damn, Stro, you're rocking it early, brother.
I know it, man. He's throwing some heat tonight, too, man.
Oh, it's probably just cough medicine rubbing off on me.
Hey, pass the bottle. Don't hog it all yourself. Come on now. This is a good thing.
Yeah. Help yourself. It must be working pretty good.
You know times
are right.
tough when you take a shot of Vicks just so you can make the pain go away. You're not actually sick. You just take a shot of it to knock the edge off. I've done
yeah,
the night
watch
wheel,
that. You'll close on you with a Tadaconda. Tadaconda.
Yes. The Anaconda
there
don't want none, unless you got buns, hon.
Then
I
you have a
SIM card into that joke.
Then you have a Todd dog, a foot long Todd dog.
Oh man!
So tonight,
yeah, and it comes with special sauce.
And I'm sure it will work its way back around the snake jokes one way or another, because that's how we operate here. But the funniest thing about the Braves winning the World Series was...
There we go. Way to get us back on track.
I'm trying, you know. Hey,
we've got Tadaconda's the balls. That's great.
I don't have Dr. John to fall back to, fall asleep on the air and that kind of stuff. So, you know, I've got to kind of bring it back around myself. So
maybe he needs some cough. So, I got some cough syrup. Maybe he can use some.
He got in the same cough syrup is what it was.
This is just for the record, people. That's a podcast reach around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the quite literal.
And I don't believe it's CPR. So.
Hopefully not. Just let me die. Just let me go.
That's awesome, the Braves one, though. I was hearing it from all ends. Oh, the Braves are going down and all this. Yeah, whatever.
Well, you know, it's funny because I think the whole United States, except for the population of Houston, were Braves fans this last week. And Now, I got a good off-color joke for you before we go further down the topic tonight. What do the Atlanta
Braves...
Wait a minute.
We can't do any votes on this show.
Huh? Swear.
Like that first 20 minutes wasn't half that. Please, sir.
Yeah.
Well, I'm waiting. Don't keep us in suspense.
What do the Atlanta Braves and Bobby Brown have in common?
They have a prerogative.
They both beat the hell out of Houston.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, damn.
Wow. Damn.
And the 727 train to hell. All aboard.
Day for the win.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
All right. That didn't take long at all.
I probably just expanded an acre or two in hell on that joke, but nevertheless, it was a good one. You had to throw it on out there for crying out loud.
Yeah.
I'm
wow,
rejoicing, though it may be at the expense of deceased singers, but hey, it's how it goes. So the odd thing about the Braves this year is that at the beginning of the year, the commissioner of baseball denied the city of Atlanta the All-Star game. And,
here they come.
Stroh's ride here.
Well, here I am on vacation trying to go to some place nice and quiet. How's that working for me?
Yeah, they must have heard about the Tataconda being unleashed tonight on the podcast.
That's what it was. What's the code?
Well, that's why that's the actual hook and ladder out there, just saying.
Yeah.
A new meaning to the snorkel truck.
I was going to see the Attack of the Killer Tomatoes, but now I've heard about Tataconda, man. I got to check that out.
Ah,
the
pet domination for me. So what happened with the Braves, though, is that, you know, the funny thing is when they have these All-Star games, the city has to do a lot of prep work for these things. It's just not an ordinary game. They've got to clean things up. They've got to expand lodging. They've got all kinds of stuff they've got to do to put on a show when they host a World Series or a Super Bowl or an Olympics, you know, in that big of a stage. So for the commissioner of baseball to yank the rug out from under the city of Atlanta over a beef about voting law. And the voting law that Georgia put into effect was the fact that you had to simply show an ID to vote. Now,
can we just real quick, grins and giggles, walk through federal law to get a passport, you have to have two forms of ID.
Correct. To buy a pack of cigarettes, you have to.
Just a thought. Have an ID. Two. Buy an alcoholic beverage. You have to show an ID to get into certain clubs and whatnot. You have to have an ID. Just saying.
Yep.
The Atlanta Braves chop isn't a racist anymore? That's great.
To get legal employment, you have to show proof of ID.
Correct.
Including the chop, because the chop's racist.
All that being said,
seriously,
the whole beef behind the thing was the fact that the Georgia State Legislature put into law that you had to have an ID to vote. So the 1% raised hell about it, and the commissioner of baseball caved and took the All-Star game from Atlanta and moved it.
Mm-hmm.
So the last laugh belongs to Atlanta, because instead of having the All-Star game, they just hosted the World Series. And if you watched any of those games, those folks in Atlanta were going batshit. Now,
cosmic karma, brother.
Yeah, absolutely. And we'll set that over here to the side. Now, I will give kudos to the commissioner of baseball for handling something correctly. Because the topic of the Braves, and we all know that if you don't have a name that's like a number or a color at this point, somehow or another you can be deemed as offensive. Everything offends somebody. So what he did, unlike...
Oh, wait till they decide the St. Louis Blues got to change their name because they're appropriating somebody's culture.
Well, right.
It's coming.
That's just it. And so what he did, to his credit, is that he went to the leaders of Native American cultures, pulled them together, and said, does the term Braves offend you? Does the chopping offend you? Does the chant offend you? And they answered, no, we love it. And at which point, the commissioner of baseball got up and said, the Braves will always be the Braves, and if y'all want to chop and chant, have at it. So I can see where he's trying to save a little face, and it's kind of funny how nobody's mentioning the events of 4 months ago when they got doinked out of an all-star game, which was a scads of revenue that was lost for the city. So tonight's thing is politics invading sports, and how much more impact do you see things turning around, or do you see things getting worse? Because if we look at the two elections that went on last night, Virginia went red, and oddly enough, who'd have thunk, New Jersey is now a Republican governor. Okay? So if you look in the stands of these ball games, look around, and this is a point I've been making for quite some time. When you watch pro sports, look in the stands. Do you see a bunch of AOCs? Do you see a bunch of Nancy Pelosi's? No. You know who you see? You see us. So how much suffering do you guys think pro sports will take before they finally dump this woke culture and start getting down to business?
Well, frankly, Dave, I'm gonna take a shot right here at you and Tim. As soon as you two wussies quit watching anything and giving them any credit in their stats, in their viewership, and start doing that like everybody else, then maybe they'll do it, because until it hits them in the damn pocketbook, they don't care.
No, I agree with you on that, because the NBA is feeling that right now.
Well, the NBA, I got to laugh my ass off. It was like, this is just, you know, Mr. Now in L.A., thinks he's a GOAT. Best of all time, he tried to do a remake of a Mike Jordan show movie. And when his movie didn't do nearly as well as the original, he blamed it on a certain ethnicity of people, like they had nothing to do with the original one's viewership that was so successful.
Yeah.
Just saying. That was just, you know, in willing to stand out there and say that, like, nobody can connect the dots, but people that are listening to it, I can't do nothing about that. I'll just say that Darwin was wrong like a mofo.
Yeah. And the people that were listening to him say that were the guys that are in the stands. Because of the people that aren't in the stands, don't worry about what he says. You know what I mean? And I'll put it to you this way. Let's say I run a restaurant, and Stroh says, Dave's restaurant sucks. That place sucks. But he never
eats
there.
I wouldn't say that.
Well, I know you would not. I'm just using it for example. Appreciate the thought, though, man. It was very kind of you. But how much business am I losing when he doesn't eat there in the first damn place? So, you know, when it comes down to it, when you're a pro athlete and you're in the business of pissing on legs, you got to look in those stands. You got to look out there and go, okay. You know, and I think a lot of times people get up in their feels. And then, of course, we're all talking about a bunch of millionaires, too. I mean, this isn't like it was, you know. Yeah. I mean, back in the day, league minimum in baseball, I think, was $32,000. You know, so, yeah, here you are playing pro ball, making $32,000. Now, granted, it was years ago, but still.
That was mad money at a certain point, but yeah.
Right, but for being a pro ball player. And take, for instance, like this young man, Ruggs, receiver for Las Vegas Raiders. This young man had been setting it on fire this season. I mean, this guy come out of nowhere. And Carr was just dropping the biscuit to him all day long. And this guy was tearing it up fast as hell. Talented, got, you know, could catch the ball. Which a lot of receivers, oddly, these days don't have the ability to do. He's actually catching when the ball, you know, is thrown to him. But that young man got into an alcohol-related car accident this week and ended the life of the other driver. Today, the facts came out, and they said not only did he blow twice the legal limit, but he was doing 156 miles an hour.
That's humming.
156 miles an hour when he hit that other car drunk. So going back to the millionaires thing, you give any 24-year-old $1 million, even the most astute one is probably going to do something stupid. Why? Because you haven't been around long enough to do enough stupid stuff to learn it from. And
you know what I heard he was listening to when it happened? I heard he was
no
listening
telling.
To I Can't Drive 55 by Sammy Hagar.
Mm-hmm. He was driving three times.
Absolutely.
Three times.
Or he was listening to Foreigner rev on the red line.
Nice. Little Eagles, Life in the Fast Lane.
Pretty much.
That was probably the most appropriate call so far.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Like Don Henley says, driving with your eyes closed.
Highway to Hell? I don't know.
Basically. Oh, yeah. Oh, man, just pulling stuff up. I like it.
Highway to Pelican Bay is what he's going to end up doing.
And he woke up dazed and confused.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, even when he sobered up. But, you know, the funny thing is, I say funny, that's peculiar funny, not funny like ha-ha funny, but he's driving 156 miles an hour. I'm here to tell you, any vehicle I own right now will not do 156 miles an hour. So, going back to the pace.
I bet you Todd Condon's car would. Boy, that would smoke the tracks.
Have horsepower, then you have anaconda power.
I would be doing it in my snakeskin boots, too.
Yeah.
Hey. Little tube snake boogie. But.
Yep, that'll be what saves NASCAR. That'll be what saves NASCAR right there.
Yeah.
Well, right now, NASCAR is relishing in the whole Let's Go Brandon thing. You want to talk about something coming to the rescue. That reporter, obviously they were chanting, F Joe Biden.
Hold on. And now I got to do this. I have struggled to try to track the chants at places. I've been at concerts, stuff like that, trying to figure out what the hell are they chanting now? So I was kind of struggling those things, but do you think that was an honest mistake, or do you think that was just, like, well and truly trying to make shit up?
I think that was the guy standing in front of a burning city going, well, it's a peaceful protest. I think that dumb
yeah,
bitch.
Yeah, mostly peaceful. Okay, yeah. Okay, so that, yeah, willful. Yeah, willfully.
You know, and the thing of it is that perhaps she was, you know, it's live television. You got to be quick on your feet. You know, you got to think your way through this because obviously they're using profanity on a network television, you know, because the BB or not, what is it, the FD, the Federal Radio or whatever the hell that is, FDC or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, the Federal, FCC.
FCC, there you go.
Federal Communications Commission.
On public television and radio, there are governors when it comes down to profanity, whereas, say, on Sirius Radio or cable, it's a different, you know, ballpark because those are paid services. So they can pretty much get away with what they want to. So she's having to think on how do I smooth this out? And in hindsight, it's real easy for me to say what I would have done because I wasn't there holding the mic that day. But she certainly isn't the first person who, I mean, Stro, for crying out loud, in wrestling, you know, they get to chanting some stuff in those stands sometimes. And, you know, you can't help but hear what they're saying. So instead of making up something like she did, perhaps just saying, well, it sounds like this crowd is not very happy, and giving the old
or wound up or whatever.
Right. But her and her intuitive wisdom said, it sounds like, Brandon, that they're behind you, and the crowd's chanting, let's go, Brandon. And it was so ridiculous and so poorly executed. Yeah. And, I mean, this let's go, Brandon thing is just catching fire, man. I mean.
I understand that Mrs. Biden keeps swearing that Joe thinks his new name is Brandon.
He probably don't know any better. So should I bring up today's Vatican thing?
We can definitely get to that. I want to go back to the I just think it's cool that all that stuff happened with Atlanta. Again, I go back to cosmic karma. It's could you imagine the commissioner say, dude, heads up, you're going to pull this game from this city and they're going to win the World Series decisively.
Yeah.
So just saying. So do you think if he actually had that moment of insight, there would have been something different?
Yeah, I agree. And the nifty thing about it, and again, here I go with the conspiracy theory thing. If you watch the San Francisco LA series, the umpiring was very strange. And it was funny, and now it's a hard time for these guys to pull the wool over your eyes because they put that little digital square around the strike zone now on all baseball games. And you see the exact location of the ball in accordance to the league's designated strike zone. So all that being said, when you're watching that series with L.A. and San Francisco, the Dodgers were getting calls that just – they were painfully obvious that either the ump was blind or there was something more nefarious at play. So if you're the commissioner of baseball, you've got four teams going in to the division or the league championships. In other words, you know, National and the American. The American is Boston and Houston. All right. On the National side, you have Atlanta and Los Angeles. So if you're the Major League Baseball commissioner and the powers that be with Major League Baseball, you're going, okay, the Dodgers against the Boston Red Sox. Two big market, two marquee, two big, big things, all right, versus the place that we snatched the All-Star game from because those bigots there want to show an ID for voting. How dare they? And the Houston Astros, who just got busted for cheating a season ago. And so the last thing Major League Baseball wanted was a Houston-Atlanta World Series. You know what I mean? So it's kind of funny how the worm turns. And yeah, I'm when you say cosmic karma, it is, you know, and you almost got to think it was meant to be, just the kind of karma has a way of writing things. And when I say right, I don't mean like correct. I mean right, like steadying a ship right. And it's just kind of funny how everything played out and how Houston was beat decisively. And Atlanta, the ones that were deemed to be the worst of the worst, ended up winning it with huge fanfare. So, you know, if you're the commissioner of baseball, you need to just crawl back into the shadows and hope everybody just keeps cheering the Braves on and nobody digs up this All-Star game thing.
It's unreal. Cosmic karma. Okay, so the Vatican thing.
Oh boy.
All right. So let me ask this: what is the most substantiated piece of media you've seen?
All right. What I have seen is that they're denying the fact that our president shit his pants at the Vatican.
Oh, but, my God.
Yeah. But the subline says that he had a bathroom accident, and I'll throw air quotes around that. So they're not denying the fact that poo was
something
gone.
Happened.
Yes, and it was not a solid effort.
It was so a soiled effort.
Yes. So here you are. You know, just when you think you can't, here I am, a guy who's got published novels. And I don't think I ever could have come up with the United States of America shitting his pants in the Vatican. You can't make these things up. I don't.
Well, the irony is his stance on abortion and effectively crapping on the church.
Gives a whole new meaning to the term holy shit.
Strong. That's beautiful because as. Oh, I completely miss that. You're a genius.
That was, yeah. Yes. And do you now call the poop?
Well, Stroll, I'll just say that's some good shit right there.
It really is.
So, again, it's another one of those things where – How do you want to say it?
Oh, okay.
I'll put it to you this way. Let's say your daughter gets knocked up at 16. There's two ways of saying it. She was a teen pregnancy.
Stroke.
Or you can say, oh, well, she had a kid when she was young. You see what I'm saying? It glosses over. It was a teen pregnancy. She had a child at 16. You call it a teen pregnancy, everybody's like, oh, that's kind of a mean way of saying it. Well, that's what it was. So you want to gloss it over, and you want to say, oh, well, she had a kid at a young age. Okay, so the president shit his pants. Oh, well, it was a bathroom accident. So what's a bathroom accident?
Ice cream.
You know what? I used that phrase when the kids were two.
Correct. So yeah. A bathroom accident. Let's say I'm getting out of the shower and slip and crack my head on the counter on the way down. And at the hospital, they tell everybody, oh, the gentleman over here in room 203 had a bathroom accident. Everybody's going to think I shit my pants. You see what I'm saying?
Cheeks hold together.
I will say, just truth, look, do you stop and you think some of these people, politicians, celebs, and all this stuff that go all these different places and travel, and they do that, and the different food, let's talk about the different waters, even trying to control it with the various bottled waters and stuff like that. You know, there are digestive tract things that can get to people, just to be honest, little devil's advocate here, that'll make them susceptible. I'm a wee bit surprised. Let's go with this. I suspect it's extremely possible it's not the first time. It's just first time we know about it. I'm just saying. Stro, you've traveled. You've been places where, look, it's not so much, I know Stro's got a great story on this where somebody was raiding the food early and somebody hooked up a batch of the food. I think it's something Mr. Fuji did. Is that right, Stro?
Oh, yeah. That was, I think that was the S.D. Jones story where S.D. Jones kept getting the food before everybody else and Fuji put Epsom salt in the dirty rice and made him have an experience later that night at the Outer World.
Oh, wow.
And that's a much bigger audience, just saying.
Yes.
There were probably more people in that arena than there are people that watch MSNBC.
Yeah, he crapped over that, all over that match.
No, did he actually shit in the ring?
Yeah.
Oh,
he won,
dude,
he won though. He won the battle world. There's like nobody won the tournament, you know.
Yeah,
Stro's
ain't nobody pinning
stories.
Wow. I did not know that.
Yeah.
Special Delivery. That's why I got the name, Special Delivery Jones. Because he put the loaf.
Yeah.
Wow.
Now, Stro, is it true that cleared the ring pretty quick?
It didn't take long, yeah. I mean, that dirty rice was a special kind of dirty earlier that evening.
It's like the old Baby Ruth in the pool. Holy cow. That's
Dookie.
Excellent. Dookie. And then Bill Murray. There's no problem. Sit there and eat the baby.
Yeah. It's
so
good.
But if you remember, wasn't it George Bush that grew up in Japan?
Yeah.
Where he got
the throw up pass out thing or something. Yeah, the throw up.
Yeah. So yeah, and on a social scale though, throwing up is probably less what's the word I'm looking for?
Embarrassing, and probably in the long run. It's just, yeah, because somehow or other, throwing up kind of creates empathy.
Right. People feel bad for you when you throw up. Whereas if you shit your pants, people laugh at you. And they're both gastric mishaps. How you like that one? Gastric mishap, along with the bathroom accident. Throw some air quotes around that one.
Well, you know what? That actually gets you a category where if they would have said gastric mishap for that guy in room 204, it wouldn't have seemed so bad for you.
Mm.
Well, that's true. Yeah.
Or what could have been worse? I don't know. Yeah, the bathroom mishap versus gastric mishap. Huh. That's
Wardrobe misfunction, you'll call it, or dysfunction, you can call it a bowel malfunction, possibly. And that would kind of leave it to the imagination of the reader whether that you barfed or shit your pants.
There we go. Instead of let's go Brandon, it's let's go BM for bowel movement.
Yeah.
They'll be charming. Let's go Charmin. Because, my God. You know, and I'll go on.
Now, here is a thought that I had on that one. Who had to fix that? Because I guarantee in the payroll stuff, Is that in the Secret Service, like, special pay category?
Yeah. I mean, and you're right. You know, think about in a grocery store when somebody, and I give you air quotes again, bathroom accident, on the floor. You know, think about the amount of time it takes somebody to gather up a mop and that kind of stuff. And in grocery stores, you pretty much have that stuff readily available. Whereas you're in the Vatican, you know, I just don't see them having a whole lot of hazmat team guys because, let's face it, you know, on a grand stage like that, you know, somebody just didn't bend over their handkerchief and pick up the loaf, if indeed it was a loaf.
Yeah,
and a platter shot.
I'm guessing somebody was saying they need some more holy water over here.
Right. I mean, total Dustin Hoffman outbreak outfit to come up there and pick up said loaf. Again, in the event that it, with any luck at all, it was a loaf. I am sure it probably was not. It was probably just a number 10 can of pudding turned over. But regardless of how you feel about the president.
Why do I see old boy I just have a vision from damn Walking Dead, the kid and the woman walking on the tracks with a can of pudding.
I mean, regardless of whether I agree with the president or disagree, he is still the president of my wonderful country. And the thought that this man stood his chance, it just breaks my heart. And though we jest,
yeah, that's the police run to give him some Pepto Bismol.
Give him some Imodium, yeah. Some Depends.
Yeah.
They're on their way to a storm.
No, that's law enforcement coming to get us just for me talking about it on air.
Because we were talking shit. Yes, the one-liners are all over the place tonight, gentlemen. You guys are on fire. I'm digging this. I mean, I was almost close to saying, did Joe Biden shit his pants? Depends. Yes, a little adult undergarment joke for you. Beautiful.
too funny.
Well,
the oh man. Hey, speaking of using that line, the whole depends. I got to ask Tim, when Rick is on the calls, how are you going to deal with that next time he says it?
Lord only knows.
We got a guy who always says depends, and I was like, you know, don't besmirch those things. I'm a big fan of them. I imagine in a new little presidential accoutrements, let's go ahead and get some defense. But no, seriously, about the whole international traveling, you think with the different food stuff and all that, you think that ain't the first cat that had digestive tract issues? I'm just saying.
I'm sure it isn't. It just, when you talk about cosmic karma, again, I don't wish any harm on the man, but for the amount of hell that this country has been put through in the last 10 months of his leadership, I don't know. I can't help but think that there's some divine or undivine or cosmic, as Todd would say, force just kind of setting things right. And
the only reason I say cosmic is I think bigger picture.
Right.
See what I did there, right?
That was a good save. Damnest thing about it, though, is that all the people on the planet that could have really justified having a moment like that, say like Hitler or Yasser Arafat or, you know, Che Guevara or somebody like that, Muammar Gaddafi, those guys never had a shit-in-their-pants moment. Of course, Gaddafi kind of sort of did, but in the opposite direction, because right before they shot him, somebody shoved a knife up his Southport. So a little unknown thing about him that the news didn't tell you about.
Oh, great, Tim. Now I'll never think of that damn suburb outside of Indy the same, Southport.
Yeah.
His off ramp is.
Oh man!
Well, hold it up for you.
Here we go. So, but did Biden have a Daffy Duck moment? Yerks in the way.
Oh hell! God, it's just and of all places, the Vatican to do this in.
Again, it's about him crapping on the church. I can't get that out of my little brain housing group.
Yeah. Careful of the things you sign off on that have religious kind of connotations to it, because perhaps it'll come back to get you.
I don't know. I mean, people have been killing it tonight. I still got to give it to Tim about that bet.
Yep, I led with my good stuff first. I don't think I can keep up the pace on that one.
No, but you lit the fire. For all accounts. I mean, it's not about how hard it burned. It's about who dropped the match, right? So,
are we talking about his bathroom accident again?
Well, see, well, now we're talking about blue darters, which brings us back to the president. Damn. Holy smokes. Oh, yeah. I just got to say, as far as the show tonight, what the hell just happened? Because it's
just...
We sure went down a snake hole. See what I did there.
Yeah.
This portion of the podcast is brought to you by X-Lax.
X-Lax. Loosen up.
Nice.
Imodium AD, endorsed by your president.
Hey, I'm going to tell you.
We've got a lock on things.
If we're going down the rabbit hole of gastric pharmaceuticals, Imodium is like the weapon.
Gastric intestinal, yeah.
Well, Imodium is the weapon of mass destruction. If your stomach hurts and you got a little bit of poo going on, you want to slug some Mylanta or some damn Pepto or something like that, maybe pop a couple Tums, that's one thing. But when you pull that Imodium out, I don't know about y'all, but when I take Imodium, everything stops. And then I go for like 2 days with this like volcanic gas thing where I've got those kind of freight train farts going on. And finally...
No, I have no idea what you mean. Please describe those.
I'd be glad to. The ones that make it look like you're wearing parachute pants. The ones that you don't want to wear.
The kind of thing that if you do it when you're driving, the windows bulge.
Yes. The kinds you don't want to do while you're diving or in a spacesuit. Those kind. And, you know, and then when you finally do have the next movement, it's like shit in a Buick. I mean, it is one of those cripplers, man. That Imodium is no joke. Imodium, and it's funny, I don't know about you guys, but I always keep a cold bottle of Mylanta in the fridge because I don't know about drinking room temperature. Mylanta will gag you out, but if it's cold, it's palatable. So, case of emergency, you always have that emergency bottle of Imodium.
And there you go. This is a health tip for those at home. Please follow Dave for more health tips.
That's right. That's why they call me Winnie the Pooh. It ain't because of my shirt. But, yeah, Imodium is...
Oh, yeah, take away the R and it is.
I had to do some spelling on that one. You appreciate the moment of silence there. You know, it's just like in the opposite direction. You can take all kinds of laxatives that you want, but until you take Phillips, when you take old Phillips milk and magnesia, son, let me tell you something. Katie, bar the door. If you're not within 10 steps of a turlet, when you take that stuff, you're gonna Joe Biden. Hands down. That stuff is vicious.
I think that just gave birth to the phrase "pull a Biden." So what's the movie that where they had? Was it Munson from Woody Harrelson movies? Kingpin.
The bowling movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kingpin.
Kingpin. Well, what's funny about that? That kind of fits into with the whole Kingpin thing. I don't know what it is about good or about sex that lets me have such a good bowel movement. Maybe that's it. Maybe Biden got laid on the trip.
Oh.
Now, tomorrow, old Jen Psaki will be there in the White House press room, and they'll ask her, press secretary, did President Biden actually poop his pants? And she'll put her hands up and she'll go, you know, I don't want to muddy the waters here.
Well, I figured we'll circle around. We'll circle back around on that. The hazmat guys ain't done yet. But you know,
nah,
they don't give a shit.
Hey, does anybody know what toilet paper and the Starship Enterprise have in common?
They both wipe off Klingons?
Like Demolition Man.
They both circle Uranus and catch Klingons.
Yeah, there we go.
They'll use the C-3PO.
Yeah. Oh, man. This stuff is just WFO wide freaking open.
Hey, Clark, shitter's full.
Oh, my God.
Whoever came up
boy,
with
these sirens ain't stopping. Man, this is like after my chili. This is a 3-alarm fire or something.
Yeah, there you go again.
Got the shit sitting in the fan now.
Everything about that scene was perfect. Whoever designed, wrote that scene is an absolute comedic genius. Because you got Randy Quaid with the cigar in a bathrobe jumping the damn latrine bucket, and he's wearing that damn ear flap hat. And all he says when Clark looks at him, shitter's full. Absolute genius. Talk about perfect casting.
Man, actually, it's funny. We had a National Lampoon Vacation moment earlier today. The Christmas Vacation one. Talking about the one damn cat keeps wanting to chew on the phone charging cord, and I can't ever get that image of the cat chewing on the cord at the Christmas tree.
Oh God!
From Christmas Vacation.
That was funnier than hell. And then when they showed the cat where it was just like this fried thing of fur on the carpet.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
One of my favorite parts on that flick, though, is when he goes, he gets so pissed off because he can't get the lights to go right, and he gets madder than hell, and he kicks the reindeer, and then he punches Santa in the face. Holy Christ. Because we've all had that moment.
Oh, yeah. Every year.
He punched Santa Claus right in the face. I mean, the whole face just went in with his fist. That was funnier than hell. That was a good flick. I'm going to have to go watch that now that we're talking about it. It's been a while.
Yeah. It's something Tim and I talked about, total. Since everything commercially, not like they ain't had Christmas stuff out for a bit, we're going to have all the damn Christmas music and all the stuff going on and that. And being up here back home, since I'm up here in Ohio, I remember, you know, the whole driving around to see the Christmas lights as kids and stuff like that, and I hope people still do that. But truth be told, I think people use more creativity with Halloween anymore. And I think I'd rather drive around and watch Halloween decorations in the various neighborhoods than the Christmas stuff. I think short of the folks that are really kicking ass with setting up the things and they're synchronizing music with the lights and stuff like that, most of the Christmas stuff is just a lot of noise. There's not a lot of humor or whimsical stuff where people are using more creativity, I think, with Halloween.
Now,
am I the only one that sees
vacation,
that?
And I think I told you, Todd, and it may be just, I don't know if it was truthful or not. I believe it's actually happened. I think a lot of people have done it. But I do like it, the spoof with Clark Griswold hanging from the roof. And supposedly, at least one incident, it was real enough that somebody thought that it was a real person hanging, and they called 911 to try to rescue him.
Oh, wow.
So you got to give that credit. That's pretty good.
See, that's the creative,
yeah, that's
whimsical
shit.
Stuff.
Yeah,
and there's not enough
shit.
Of that. But and I think this got Tim and I off on a tangent on the call, dude. And it was, but you know, there's people with those doggone 911 calls that are ridiculous. You can have a vehicle backfire, and somebody will call 911 saying that there's a shootout happening.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Mm. Crazy shit.
Well,
it just,
you know, it's Halloween. And when you, now, if somebody has that kind of stuff in their yard on Easter, then, yeah, it might require the old, what do they call them, checkup calls. But, you know, in Halloween, everybody's got, you know, there's stuff going on. So if you see a guy with a skeleton laying in his front yard, it's probably not the remnants of a murder. It's probably a plastic skeleton. So, you know, use your head. Of course, you know, we're talking about people now. That,
on the flip
you know.
Side, if you ever are to kill somebody and bury the body in your yard, Halloween would be the perfect time of year to do that.
You know what? Yes, hide it in plain sight.
Yeah.
I
ain't shooting.
Hurt him.
He's not shooting.
Well, in fact, if you're going to do it, you dig that pit and lay the body right there in your neighbor's yard so they get blamed.
A little while back, that guy had hung himself in his front yard from a tree, and everybody just left him there because they thought it was a Halloween decoration. And then when
oh
it started
God.
To decompose, yeah, when he started to bloat and everything else, well, truth be told, he had done all that. And everybody was like, damn, that's a pretty realistic decoration right there. But then when the decomposition actually started happening, everybody was like, okay, well, Halloween decorations don't smell. And they come to find out that the guy had hung himself and he'd been dangling in the tree for a couple weeks when
wow.
everybody thought it was a damn, yeah.
Well, that's a pretty rotten situation.
Yes. I mean, you got to hang in there, but.
Yeah, it definitely stinks.
Still not one of my top five ways to go. That's for damn certain. I mean, for crying out loud.
No.
Suicide's one thing, but to become a Halloween decoration. Of course, I'm the same guy who said when I die, put me in a damn Superman casket and shoot me out of the back of a plane. But still, it's cooler than being a Halloween decoration, you know?
Yeah.
So
like
you
Fox.
Really want to be a variation of Blue Eyes?
Ooh. Oh, hell. I'll tell you what. Man,
yes, now he's rethinking that one, damn.
Ah. I am basking in the appreciation of another good one-liner is what I'm doing. I'm telling you what. We are killing it tonight, one-liner-wise. Somewhere Roger
You're
Dangerfield
so stupid.
Sitting in the cloud. Uh-oh, cat fight. Did you guys hear that? Got a cat
nope.
out here. Two cats. They're either fighting or perhaps having some aggressive relations, if you will. Let me throw some air quotes around that one. You're no longer
catnip.
Having rough sex. It is aggressive relations.
That's what
it's
I
like
call
a
basketball. Control.
And when it comes to people, if someone can't tell the difference if you're having sex or having a fight, you're either doing something really right or really wrong. I don't know.
Let's go, Pussycat. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Yeah, I could not agree
oh my
more.
God. You guys are killing it. guys are absolutely killing it. There was,
yeah, that's
the I don't know, man. This is I don't know. To follow up on the variation of a stroke racing, I don't want anybody constricting this show.
There's that Pataconda rhythm there.
Oh, shit.
I like it.
I'm telling you, man. Everybody on point tonight. Despite the fact we're all running out of gas, we're still throwing out the damn... I know me. I'm about out of gas. I sat up too late celebrating the damn Braves, and I had to be up at butt 30 this morning for work and everything. So I am not quite dragging ass. Now, here we go again. Let's throw some air quotes around that one. Dragging ass. So just to clear things up, my ass is not really on the ground dragging. So the literal sense of that, my ass is not dragging. Nothing on me.
And I will
dragging.
Say, on the note of the sporting events, the Colts, and I know Todd's anti-NFL right now, but I'm still going to throw a quick plug to the Colts. They play it Thursday, and I hope they don't pull the Biden.
Oh, damn!
Hey, I don't know if you've guys seen... And not to continue on the bowel movements of our leader, but I don't know if you guys seen the meme that had a picture of Air Force One. And you know how they have the red carpet comes down the steps and everything whenever the president gets off?
Well, right back to blue ice, just saying.
It says across the top, Joe Biden gets back on Air Force One, and there's like a trail of shit going right up to the door of the plane.
No.
Nice.
Actually, Dave, I got to go back to your comment earlier because I was chuckling to myself and couldn't bring it up. Obviously, a homeowner with three dogs, when you had to clarify dragging ass, you wanted to be clear about dogs not dragging ass across the carpet.
Yeah, I wasn't doing the Brian when you're pulling you out. You know what's funny is that I have laminate throughout my house, so when my dogs go to do that, they get no grip at all. And you can just see such a, you know, just a totally helpless look on their face like, I'm getting no traction here. What do I do? This guy's got laminate. How in the hell did I end up in a house with laminate, damn it? I'm a dog. That's what carpets are made for, scratching my ass, and I'm on laminate.
Yep.
You ever notice that an ampersand looks like a dog scratching his ass on the carpet?
I am now.
Look at your keyboard.
Oh, my God. Hey, you know what's really funny about that is because that is such an IT use thing, and the descriptions when we're going through lines of script. Oh, yeah. Tim, I ain't ever going to hear it the same. How about you?
Yep. With you.
We got some senior folks that are, all right, so you look for the ampersand and hold, oh, yeah, this is going to, this is going to be fun.
There you go. Look on the group chat. Just sent you an idea. Just trying to help. Does that not look like a dog dragging his ass on the carpet?
Nice.
I'm telling you.
This takes me back to the days when you did the old calculator the trick, you know, and you say, what do you get, or what do you call a woman that does, you know, you put the calculator thing in, it's like, I don't know, whatever number. Pulls out to like 3,000. Well, there's the one where you turn it upside down, it spells out loose. You know, it's like the Put a woman on a ship of sailors or something. They screws all of them. What does that make her? Turn it upside down. Do the math, and it says loose. Oh yeah, we're back to calculator jokes.
But we are grown men. By God.
Well, I was actually, the thought had occurred way earlier with some of the jokes, probably about 20 after, 9, right, 20 minutes in the show, and I was thinking, okay, we have 4 friggin' people on the show, our collective age divided by 4, and you're still getting these adolescent jokes. And that's why you tune in, just saying.
Right.
We're a little more thoughtful about them, but we're just as immature about them, frankly.
And that's why they call it pop culture.
There you go. Or plop culture if you're talking about poo.
Yeah. Poop culture.
Well, Strobe, I don't know if you were here.
Pop.
Well,
extra
that's what
the pop, you get
when
poop.
I was typing it up, the description for the show to create it. And I had put in one too many O's, so it said poop culture stars, and I was like, damn, I need to fix that, because I'll never live that down.
You're right on the money tonight, though.
Yeah. Poop culture stars. You know what? It's a moving experience.
Oh.
It sure is.
Yes. I was moved.
I guess in case we are number 2 tonight.
I don't know. It depends. There we go. Another depends again. Yes. Wow. This is awesome, man.
Oh, I know. And I keep trying to think about a way to work in the joke about the little, the whole diapers, you know, 15 to 30 pounds or whatever. Yeah. It doesn't hold any more than 30 pounds, I'll tell you that one.
Oh, God. If there's more than 30 pounds in there, you've got bigger problems. Much, much bigger problems.
Well, you know, you got to remember, I was in the military, you know, we do those weekly cleanups in the rooms. It don't work that way with the baby? What the hell?
Latrine. Latrine.
Oh, hell. Well, we're at the 22 after mark, and after all these poo jokes and one-liners tonight, I guess we should go ahead and pass it around the room and see what everybody's with.
God, that did not take
them.
Long tonight. It really did not.
No, it didn't. And we really didn't stick to topic again tonight, which is fine because I think we got more miles out of the poo jokes. So I'd like to personally thank the president for shitting his pants in the Vatican today, for it gave us 90 minutes worth of subject matter. So
you want a show for random crap, this is it.
Yeah. Nice.
Got the poo on me.
And in the event that anybody's wondering, we do a lot of research for the shows, so we know our shit. Thank you. Thank you. I'll be here all week, your wonderful crowd. So, as usual, Stro, I'm going to start with you because you are always the busiest out of all of us. None of us want to worry. None of the listeners want to hear about our work schedule. But you have an exciting work schedule, so they definitely want to hear about yours, young man. So, if you would, lead us off tonight.
Awesome. Well, the crap talking continues tomorrow night on WCW Retro at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We'll be discussing past versus present. So it's on tomorrow night. So if you want to call in, feel free. It should be a lot of fun. And then Friday night, the Stro Zone at midnight Eastern Standard Time on facebook.com/StroTheMaestro. The feature will be They Live starring Roddy Piper, so please tune in.
Oh, well.
Oh, man. Yeah, the one and the only, man. You know I'm beyond fond of that dude.
That's another one of those movies that never gets old. If nothing else is on, you turn that on.
Oh,
yeah, Al
please,
Quinn.
One of the greatest, one really great line, that whole, I came here to chew bubble gum and kick ass, and I'm all out of bubble gum.
Yeah. And it's another one of those movies I don't think would have worked had they had anybody other than Roddy Piper. You know, when you talk about perfect casting, I still think that it just, and what made that magic is that Roddy Piper played himself in that movie. And I think that's what made it so magic, that he was just being himself. There was no acting involved. He just had to memorize the lines, you know.
Yeah.
So.
That, and Carpenter always did good with the, I thought he did decent with, like, the background music type stuff going on with that. That was always, he seemed to do pretty well with that.
Yeah. He's had a lot of good stuff over there. Just kind of strange stuff, but nevertheless good, you know. Another odd character. But, yeah, Stro, we certainly appreciate you joining us in tonight and your contribution to the poo jokes this evening.
Oh, always. I've had a great crapping time. Yeah, it's been great.
Yeah. And if you would, if your mom asks about the show tonight, just tell her we didn't have one, so that way she doesn't hear any of this.
Oh, yeah.
That's
just
what I'm waiting for today. My mom will come up and go, so are you still doing the show? No, we gave up on that a while back, Mom.
Yeah.
Lord knows. I'm hanging into the wheel by a thread. I don't want to screw up anymore and be totally cast out of the inheritance. So whatever
right.
I'm doing, I'm flying straight these days. By God. But, yeah, Stro, it's good having you aboard this evening. Appreciate you joining us, man. Always good to hear from you.
Thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure with you all.
We need to hook up and get some
chow
before the holidays comes up. We need to go get some lunch somewhere.
It'd be wonderful. Absolutely.
It's been a minute, and not to mention the fact there's some places here in Jacksonville I wouldn't mind trying to eat, because I have not eaten there yet because I don't get out. So,
right.
Yeah, I could use you for an excuse.
And Stro, I'll throw it out there. You know where Garion lives. I suspect he'll be doing a variation of the usual Thanksgiving thing. You know you're more than welcome, brother.
Oh, thank you so much. Oh, that's
you know the crowd there.
Yeah. Oh, thank you so much. Can't wait.
Yeah, because we're all local. That is for certain. But, yeah, thanks again for joining us this evening. Appreciate it very much. Now, Tish.
Oh, thank you. Thank you all.
Always,
while you've been working on your office, what kind of parting shot do you have?
Man, I hadn't even really thought about that. I've just been plugging away in here, shooting the shit, if you will, but I will.
Tim's on fire tonight, boy.
Yeah. On that note, want to say, times like this, you know, and on more of a serious note, things are kind of humbling. You know, as I sit in here at the shambles, whatever, and look around, it's like, A, we were pretty lucky, but. You know what? Even more than that, I'm lucky to be able to have a place out here and have the 3 acres that I've got. And in the grand scheme of things, it really isn't that bad. In fact, life is pretty good. So on that little kumbaya moment, I'll pass it on to the next one. And enjoy the rest of your week, all.
Yeah, and hopefully tomorrow everything will go well with the house repairs. Nothing but good vibes going your way when it comes down to that, man. Hopefully they'll be able to.
It's going to be like watching one of those, not home repair, but, you know, you go on one of the shows where, you know, they've got the whatever budget to restore their home, you know. The couple that buys the houses, you know, and to fix them up and to try to flip them, you know. It's going to be like that where they tear away the drywall and they're gonna, sir, looks like you got a rat infestation. We're going to have to get another team out, get you guys a hotel room. So let's hope nothing like that happens. Yeah. We're open for good karma here.
when you was talking about Money Pit earlier, all I was sitting there thinking is like, so how long do you think it's going to take? 2 weeks. 2 weeks.
Oh, I laugh,
you know,
now. But
when a woman calls, she's usually looking for the old hammer and nail, if you know what I mean. That's another classic. Those guys, those cross-dressing rockers that Tom Hanks was representing at the beginning, when the guy says, "We want to change our name. We want to be called Meryl Streep."
I need to go back and watch that.
God, that movie was funnier than hell. That was before Tom Hanks had to be an Oscar winner for everything that he was in. That was
right.
When the old Bachelor Party and Splash and all of them. He was funnier than hell. Of course, he'll deny all of those. Ever since he hit Forrest Gump, everything has to be, you know, Oscar worthy. So, but yeah, hopefully everything will go well tomorrow for you, brother. Very much obliged for you joining us this evening and contributing. You know, we're close to hitting that. What was the South Park episode where they said shit like 500 times in an episode? I think we've come close.
Oh, crap. We're almost there.
Yeah, I think we might have broken new ground here. So this may be the shit episode for all we know. So, well done. So, Todd, what kind of parting shit have you got for us tonight?
That kind of stuff. In all seriousness, had a pretty random, let's get the wife up here and do a week. Took care of some household stuff, and we took the opportunity to drive up here. I'm up here in northern Ohio, and boy, if it's not a beautiful time of the year to drive through this part of the country.
And I almost forgot, I met
state
UP.
Routes.
Sorry, Todd.
And,
I met UP.
The tree color and stuff like that. Look, I know Stroh and Diamond Dave get it. We've got so much coniferous, the pine trees, stuff going on down there. We don't have a lot of the color change because we just don't have a lot of those trees. Man, it was absolutely magnificent. And there are worse things to do than be driving with your best friend, the love of your life, and driving through some of the, you know, through the part of the country that is so just wonderful. And it was really cool. So I've had a really good week. Got up, we did some odds and ends up here, helping the brother out, doing you know, some of the manual labor stuff like that. We didn't get to do enough in the yard because I think Tim can say this, everything outside is still overly wet. But it's, you know, it was a really, really great trip, being able to spend some quality time with the family, just eating, you know, and doing needful things and being able to, let's face it, 5 hours in a vehicle if you're driving, it's a lot worse thing to see than the fall color in this part of the country this time of the year. That and a reminder, team, take care of yourselves. Take care of your family. Take care of one another. And be safe out there. Be smart. Dave, it's all
yours.
And
I'm not kidding. I really did get to meet Yuki. True story. That was before Todd's adventure.
Now he knows it's true because she's kind of like a myth at work. A lot of people don't know she exists.
Well, you know, there's always a yin for every yang. And whenever you meet Yuki, you realize that she is the
the brains of the operation, the glue that holds us together, in everything positive. She's the antithesis of me, yes.
She is where, you know, Todd, you're geared like I am. You're always cutting up and that kind of stuff. And though Yuki has the ability to cut up, you can just tell that she is a she compliments you well and you compliment her well, and you all make a fine couple. So it's good to hear you guys.
It was classic. We had frozen precept this morning. We dealt with about 15 minutes of it. Nothing that could stick or anything like that. And she was like, yeah, I had enough. I'm good for the year.
Yeah, she's ready to head back. Yeah, I told
her. Yes.
It's kind of funny. Snow's one of those things that when you're a kid, snow rocks. But when you're an adult, you're like, the hell with this. If I was off, snow would be great. But the minute you have to go to the store or go to work or go anywhere, snow suddenly takes a turn for the worse. So, I don't blame her. Get the hell out of Dodge when you can. And, of course, come back to North Carolina where we have this damn weather that can't decide whether it wants to, you know, what it wants to wear to work today. You know, you wake up in the morning and your damn balls are banging together because you're damn so cold. And then later on that, you know, you wear a jacket and a toboggan, you go to work, you get off of work, and you walk outside and it's 81 degrees, and everybody's like, why the hell are you wearing that? That's the Carolinas. You almost have to carry like a suitcase full of damn clothes with you everywhere you go to adjust to what the temperature's like throughout the day. So, when it comes down to that snow, traveling and that stuff is the worst. But, yeah, dude, definitely appreciate the contribution tonight. Appreciate the help. Good to have you back. And as for me, real quick, I just want to congratulate my Atlanta Braves again. It tickled me to death to see them win. And if you watch the games, you could see those guys were having fun. There was a lot of team spirit. There was
all of it. Well, when you're beating the other guy that bad, you're going to have fun. Just saying.
Yeah. And, you know, even the Astros, when they were winning the two games that they won, they just didn't seem to be as in it as the Braves
just
did.
To keep beating yourself.
And, you know. So, yeah, it was good to see the Braves bring it back to Atlanta, and couldn't be happier for them. And next week, and the reason why I'm saying this now, in case I have a brain malfunction, which happens constantly these days.
Speaking of next week.
So today is the 3rd. So a week from now, 7 plus 3 equals 10. And what happens on the
I may not be available, just saying.
I was going to strongly suggest we have a Marine Corps birthday show. And
we
go ahead.
And
just
I tell you what, let's play this week and see how this works out. We tend to do a customary birthday call. We may do that live and on air.
Hey, I have absolutely zero problem with it. And I will see what I can do about scratching up some guests somehow or another.
I can get a few.
Yeah, to get in and celebrate with us. But nevertheless, yes, next week we will be honoring Veterans Day, and we will be honoring, more importantly, my and your beloved Marine Corps, as it means so much to us. It's a very important day of the year for us. So, and it always starts off laughing, and it always ends up emotional at the end because we've had too much to drink and we're getting in our feels. But, yeah, next week, Marine Corps birthday. On the night of the show. Looking forward to it. Ought to be a good one. So,
just a heads up, Stroh, this is kind of like the New Year's show where Brady hasn't done well off and on over the years. Just saying.
Oh, great. Can't wait for that.
We shouldn't have anybody puking live and on air, but it should be okay.
Oh, God. Nice. I don't think we've ever puked on the air. We've slept on the air. We've farted on the air. We've burped on the air. I've pissed on the air. I don't know how the hell I've done it like a half dozen times throughout the night. I don't think anybody's barfed on the air yet. Maybe we need to work on that.
You know what? Let's see what we can do next week. Let's break that ground.
Yeah. Would that be a bathroom? A bathroom accident?
Yeah. Don't pull a Biden.
That full of
sweat. Yeah, that would be really crappy.
Except
that would be foul. That would be soil. That would be, yeah.
Yes.
We don't want to soil our name.
Soil it. Yeah, buddy. Might even play the Winnie the Pooh theme going in just to kind of set things going. But nevertheless, I am going to ease my way into Atwell Manor. Cue in the old salty British chick. And put an end to tonight's shenanigans. Gentlemen, I appreciate
Dave, you know you really didn't do a close for you other than next week.
Well, for me, it's just the usual. I just, you know, my Braves winning right now. I'm still rolling in the euphoria of that. And you know, Todd, you've been over here at the house and saw my Braves shrine and everything that I have. So, yes, I'm still rolling in the happiness of that. Now, I'm sure some Sunday.
Oh, I think that's so funny. You actually admitted on air that I've been there. That is so funny.
Yeah, it's your fault for showing up. I mean, you could have done like everybody else did.
I should have known better.
Hey, man, you didn't come to my party last night. Yeah, I had soccer rehearsal. So
I had something better to do than try to clean up somebody trying to make deep fried frickin' Oreos.
Yes, cross-handed drunkard and shit. Yeah, you kept my house from burning down that evening. I still blame it on Stewie because he was the guy that wanted me to cook them. So it's another great party adventure. I mean, hell, it's another one of those ones, moments of legends, you know? But with all that being said, let's cue in that old busted British broad. And, gentlemen, thank you again. And thank you all six of you listening, to Pop Culture Stars. Tell your friends we've got the poo jokes. It all depends.
Yep. That is, hey, no shit.
And thank you, President Biden, for giving us our topics this evening. If it wasn't for you,
our shit talk.
Deuce in front of the Pope, yeah, we would have nothing to talk about. You are the man. That's why 80 million people, including the ones in the grave, voted for you. I'm sure the dogs appreciated it, too, because they voted for you. Nevertheless, thanks again for listening. Pop Culture Stars, and we will talk to you next week when we'll be celebrating a very important birthday, Semper Fi. Happy birthday, Marine Corps, next week. All right, everybody. Have a wonderful night. And thanks again for joining us, Pop Culture Stars. Good night, gentlemen.
Big hugs, group. Where's that British lady?
Good night, all.
Where is that British lady at?